Newer veterans tell me something as routine as driving can put them into a panic.
Garbage on the freeways.
They look for anything that might hide IEDs, homemade bombs.
Well, that's how they usually do the IEDs, is through garbage.
And you drive kind of ridiculously fast because you want to keep moving because IEDs and stuff like that.
So how do you know if fear and other symptoms will subside or if you need to seek mental health care? Counselor Steve Aker says there's a key question.
Am I able to have normal, healthy relationships? Can I establish them? Can I maintain them?
Aker says because relationships at work and home can be affected, often it's the veteran's friends and family who notice symptoms first. From the obvious,
anger, deep depression, social isolation,
to the subtle, vets say.
There's been a few bumps in the road here.
The tension in the house has been high.
But I can tell them, we now know how to help treat you.
It may take time, but Aker says vets can work through relationships, cope with symptoms, and
then take some pride. You know, I did this for my country. I did nothing wrong.
On our website, 710cairo.com, you can find links to help for both mental and physical injuries, which we'll talk about next in our series. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo Close-Up.